I'm Steve Day, our honorable mayor.
Good morning, Taylor. Steve.
Good morning. Every week. Mm-hmm. Part of our programming at the morning show is just letting people know about the weather. And they are concerned if they're going to get a lot or if they're just going to get a little splatter of rain. Rain chance next week, but not a lot.
And I was talking with Commissioner Grubb this past week. We both watched WLOS, Jason Boyer's weather forecast, and he did a long-range prediction about drought conditions.
Yeah.
And the news was not good for the next 12 months. The odds of breaking this cycle completely is about 23%. We need a lot of rain, not just a half inch here and there. And that seems to be the pattern that we're in. We are definitely in a drought situation.
The town board meeting on the 21st. You're going to have a workshop there, the cost of living for employees, 3% increase. Maybe not enough.
I don't think it's enough. We had a special workshop meeting last week on Tuesday. We looked at two things. The first was the insurance situation for town employees. We knew that the rates were going to go up from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. First, it was like over 50%. It was staggering. Our town manager and finance director continued to work with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and we've got the rates down to where we'll only be paying, and I almost use that word facetiously, only another $200,000 to cover our employees and then, of course, their families. The employees have to make a major contribution if they have children or a spouse and a child that wants to have insurance coverage, and that too will be going up. Currently, every month, if you do have that option as an employee and you're covering your child or children and your spouse, you pay about $700 and something for that coverage. With this new plan that we will be adopting, that figure will go up to around $914 a month toward insurance. Yes, we have a 3% cost of living in the budget, and the board and staff, we looked at that and said, that pretty much negates that 3% cost of living, having to pay that extra $200 a month for the added insurance cost. The board asked the staff to do some research about that and come back at another special meeting this Tuesday before the town board meeting at the community center at 3 o'clock, and let's review that. We think we can make some adjustments that will keep some of the employees from going in the hole, if you will, by this increase in their insurance coverage for their families. Other thing that we looked at was a property tax increase. I know I sound like a stuck record, but we haven't had a property increase in the town of Highlands in 12 years. Now, we've had increases, and we'll have an increase in the fire tax, and we've had increases in things like sanitation, garbage, and water and sewer, but those aren't general fund expenditures. They're called enterprise funds, but the general fund to operate the police department, the roads, administration, and everything, we haven't had a property tax increase. The board has directed the staff to build in a 3 cents per $100 of evaluation increase on property valuations in the town. That was driven by a number of factors. The state might step in and start limiting the ability of a town to increase property taxes. And we're at a critical juncture where we've got to do it. And the second critical issue was our reserve funds are dwindling. And it was pointed out at this meeting, we're below 50% in reserve funds now. The LGC and other organizations recommends that a small town like Highlands maintain a minimum of 50%, and they really prefer that we have a 75 to 100% reserve fund to operate the town in event of emergency. We passed the resolution a number of years ago saying we wouldn't let it go below 50%. We're now 48%, the auditors pointed out in the last audit. If we continue to use reserve funds, which we'll have to do this year to meet all the needs, that reserve's going to keep going down. So a 3 cent increase on property valuations will bring in about $900,000 in new revenue, which will help us cover those costs and start building up that reserve fund. We'll get the proposed budget at this meeting next week. We'll set a public hearing for June. if someone is concerned about the plan for a property tax increase or whatever, they can come and speak at the public hearing.
I've got this firsthand knowledge where people have come into town. We just bought 3 houses here. We're going to buy maybe 3-4 more. Now they are upset that they're going to have to be paying maybe $100,000 for their tax bill. And they contact their senators in the state and also the federal senators and representatives. They just don't want to have this passed.
That's not surprising to me to hear that, Steve. I would say if you own 3 or 4 houses, you can absorb a property tax increase a lot better than people that have limited income and are just having one home, or young people that are struggling just to have a basic home that they own. It costs money to provide goods and services for our residents. I'm not a big tax and spend person. If you look at our record over the last number of years, we have very conservative and limited budgeting. We have not had a property tax increase. We're getting to a point where those kind of pressures are across the country. We're going to have to step forward and start addressing the issue of attainable housing. To me, it is a serious situation here on the Highlands Cashiers Plateau that we're not building homes that our young people who are professionals, who might even be making a good salary, can afford. All of us older folks that have solved the housing issue, as we expect services and people to be there to provide for what we want, well, those people have to live in decent conditions also, and the housing is a real challenge facing communities throughout this country, and we're not excluded from.
I wanted to add to that, to the cost of living increase here for our employees, 3%. Wherever I go, people are having a difficulty paying for gas and increase in prices at the store.
And it gets back to the housing. We have one employee out of that live in the town of Highlands. The rest of them have commutes.
Understood.
And with the increase in gasoline cost, that hits their pocketbook. So that 3% between the increase in the health care premiums and the increase in gas, that's gone before they get it.
Well, we've got a presentation by McGill Associates, Phase 2 for Mirror Lake. I was wondering when that would start again.
We have put that the first item on the town board agenda for Thursday night. I want to encourage especially residents in the Mirror Lake area or any town residents to come hear that presentation and get the information about what will be the plans for the dredging of the remainder of the Mirror Lake project. If you cannot be at the meeting in person, you can always access it remotely by going to our town website using the YouTube portal. I remind folks that we had that phase one that was paid for by the Mirror Lake Improvement Association. That was a small $500,000 project. Now we're going into the phase where that state grant for $5 million, and that will be a much more involved and extensive project. I want to tie it into something else too. When I met with our legislators advocating for this dredging, the primary reasons for doing this was the watershed and maintaining water quality. They understood that. It's a good investment to make sure that the drinking water of Highlands will be secure in the future. Mirror Lake feeds into Lake Sequoia, where we rely on a lot of our water intake. With this drought that we're facing, having a secondary lake in the watershed that has been dredged that can hold much more water, and also that depth creates a cooler water that's much easier to produce for drinking. That's a good investment. The primary goal of this project is to improve the watershed and the capacity for holding water for the town of Highlands.
Thank goodness we don't have a data center close by. I wonder who gets precedence for water, data center or humans? Don't have to answer. You were talking about, as you came in, the Highway 64 utility poles. I was wondering what that was, and this is to bring in that fourth circuit into town.
That's right. I was over by the town yard on Poplar, and just outside the fence, there was this huge stack of these long utility poles. They were being brought in because electrical contractor is now replacing the small utility poles on 64 with these 45-foot poles that work will be going on from First Street, and you've already noticed if you've been going down there, they've been working around the Bascom and other areas. They will be going all the way down toward Mirror Lake Road, where the other side there is the Duke Transfer Station, where they bring in their lines to supply power to the town, and those large poles will come in and connect with that station, and that will give us our fourth and final circuit. It's routine for us to be using 16 megawatts, and we're even pushing that with new buildings. This fourth circuit and this third one that we brought in from 64 North will give us about twice the capacity and load capacity to distribute power to all the residents and businesses in Highlands.
And it feels solid, too, during storms. We just don't have that feeling like we're going to lose power any moment.
One thing that can happen with multiple circuits, you can be in one part of the town where, let's say, a tree comes down and knocks out that circuit, but it won't take the whole system out. The north end of town would be still on and power would be going there, but right across from the other side of Main Street, it would be dark. We won't see those kind of things as frequently because we will have four circuits to manage the load. The only caveat is, God forbid, if we were to have another event like Hurricane Helene hitting us, multiple utility lines down would cause the whole system to collapse. We hope that that'll never happen again.
Dog Mountain.
You know, we received from the state a $3 million grant to do this new line on Dog Mountain and put in an additional water tank that will help the water system. We had to go through a lot of hoops with the state getting approvals. About a year ago, we got clearance. We've had Stillwell and Associates doing the waterline installations. The waterline, the 6-inch line with fire hydrants, have been in now for a number of months. And we've hooked all the residents in that area up to that system by installing a temporary water tank at the top. The permanent 75,000-gallon tank was being fabricated at an off-site facility. They have poured a foundation, and it's my understanding that they are now assembling that stainless steel tank. And within the next several weeks, they will replace the temporary tank with the permanent tank. That will, again, increase pressure and capacity. And the final thing that will be done will be that where the road was torn up to run the new water line, that part of the road will be repaved, and that project will be complete.
And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
We've had so much fundraising for the scholarships, and now you're going to be at the school with Rebecca Schuler and handing those out to the kids.
That's right. Rebecca is in charge of managing our scholarship program, which is pretty involved. She has to account for all the funds coming in by state statute because we're given special legislation to manage the scholarship fund. Every year, there has to be checks sent to all the schools where the students who receive the scholarship are attending, and then we continue to send checks to schools where people from previous years received a scholarship. We're signing about 40 or 50 checks that go to places like Chapel Hill, LSU, Southwestern Community College, Western Carolina, just everywhere where these students are furthering their education. The kickoff of the scholarship program starts with Honors Day, which will be on Monday, where we will be giving out the town scholarships. The other thing that's so impressive is that there's so many other organizations in the town that have raised money also. So there are a lot of scholarships given out to our graduating seniors of the Highland School on Honors Day.
Thanks for listening to us every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. and then online at WHLC.com. I'm Steve Day with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor.
And I think the watchword going into the summer, let's all pray for rain.